sustainability has kind of always been a part of my life. Growing up in Kaneohe, where I'm surrounded by so much natural beauty and viscerally wanting to preserve that. I kind of always knew I was gonna go to UH Manoa for college. You know, my dad, who's one of my biggest supporters of my education and my life, is a proud UH alumni and UH football player back in the day. I just felt like it was a place where I could learn the things that I wanted to learn, and one of those things was business and entrepreneurship. My very first class, I was tasked with thinking of a startup idea. I did some research and I realized that just on Oahu, every year we make almost like 3 million pounds of coffee waste, and I felt there must be a better way. That's how Kope Soap was born. Tamala Maʻaina comes in many forms. I'm involved in clean energy because I do believe it's one of the biggest challenges we face. I was more than fortunate to find it here at UH Manoa. There was some really exciting research going on in clean energy. I met up with Dr. Ma, just kind of got a feeling for the type of technology he was building, what he was envisioning it for, and how I could add value and help him out. And we shook hands and started the startup that day. Essentially what Pole Energy is based on research developing a new type of technology component that can absorb electricity from the mixing of salt water and fresh water and transform that into electricity. A common thread for all island communities is very high energy costs typically. They're still paying some of the most expensive electricity prices because they're relying on fossil fuels. We really think that our technology would have massive implications for Pacific Island communities. For Polu Energy, it's really important for me to lead it in a way that's inspired by my Native Hawaiian culture. Nowhere is that more apparent than the slogan or motto that I attribute to us is Ho'ale Kawai Walana Malie, which translates to stirring up the still waters. And this idea of being the gentle breeze that lightly disrupts in an interesting but inclusive way. I fundamentally believe that approaching innovation and disruption in a gentle, more inclusive, more indigenously mindful way is the way to true long-term sustainable benefit.